This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
JT waiting on the 3-2. Garcia steps, kicks, and deals. And it's swung on, hit well to right. Going back on it, Tucker to the track, at the wall. He jumps. It's gone!
Yeah!
JT with an opposite field home run just out of the reach of a leaping Kyle Tucker. And the Phillies take the lead here in the top of the 10th inning. 6-5, Phillies on top.
Boy, that was a... good morning. To think that was the only home run the Phillies got. How interesting is it when the team gets runners on base, move the runners, get base hits, and don't worry about launch angles and exit velocities and all that other nonsense, when they don't worry about all that stuff, and they actually score runs the way is really the best way to score. Now, home runs are great, but the best way to generate the most runs is to get base hits, get runners on base, and do the things you need to do. And it's kind of an interesting dynamic. Everything about this, well, playoff run, and even making the playoffs, was like, what's going on? You think about what's going on. How did it happen? Milwaukee sucked, so you know that's... You know, that helped, obviously, the Phillies get in the playoffs. But then that first game against St. Louis, and then the sky was falling when San Diego came back and beat the Phillies in what was it, game two. Everybody, there was the what was me stuff. But then they come back from 4-0. They win that game. Then, obviously, they won the clinching game. And then they move on. And then last night, against the best team in baseball, and they really are the best team in baseball, even though they had less wins than the Dodgers, the best team in baseball, they come back from 5-0 against Justin Verlander, who will win the Cy Young. He will win a Cy Young this year. It's just like, what's in the water? What's in the stars? What the hell is going on? Which, for Philadelphia, is great. You know, I think, as an aside, too many questions to the Eagles. Oh, you know, does that get you guys motivated because the Phillies are winning? No, they're excited for the guys to go to the games. And Jason Kelce has been to a lot of the games. And he's just a fun guy, but no, they got to worry about themselves. It's not what the other team does, it's what you do. So onto itself, it's great for the fans, and it's great for the people and the excitement of the fans, and all those things are terrific for Philadelphia and the fans. Philadelphia's got to do something because the city is a mess. So at least it takes your mind off of all the problems that exist in the city of Philadelphia. And there's a lot of problems between the crimes and the killing and the, you know, everything else that goes on in a city that's just really messed up. But that takes your mind away from that, so you just start thinking about good things. So it really camouflages and helps put way in the background the things that really are not good that are going on. And the Phillies just, it's, when you think about it, it really is. It really is amazing. And it's a dynamic that you wonder, how the hell is this happening? Now, all they wanted to do in Houston, now they want to win every game, obviously. But really the optimum thing is just to split. But if they win tonight, the series is over. If they win tonight with Wheeler on the mound, the series is over. And Rob Thompson, you know, these guys got to pitch. They have a day off tomorrow. So just say, listen, you guys pitched last night? Great. I don't want to hear anything about, yeah, I can't go. You can go. Everybody that pitched last night can go. I don't want to hear any nonsense about, yeah, he was unavailable. I don't want to hear any of that. But it's interesting how he used the bullpen. But he used it to the point, one little, and I'm not going to criticize Rob Thompson because he had the guts to go to pitchers in certain situations, Alvarado early. He went to Suarez, even though he's probably going to be the Game 3 starter. But, you know, what's he going to pitch, 3 or 4 innings? But he'll probably be the Game 3 starter. But, so he probably can't go tonight because you want to save him for Game 3. But when you think about what he did, but he left himself with David Robertson. Now, I want people to be honest. And it's really hard to be because there's a wave, a real wave of excitement, and totally understandable. How confident were you when you saw David Robertson come into the game? Great guy, and it just, hell, if Houston had just stood there and not swung, I mean, I think every one of his breaking pitches was out of the strike zone. And you knew basically that's what he was throwing because you didn't worry about his fastball. But it doesn't matter because everything right now is going right for the Phillies. It's just they're no errors, good defense. They got the bullpen to do a good job. Even with Aaron Nola giving up 5 runs in 4 1/3 innings, you say, if you didn't know what happened and somebody told you, Phillies were down 5-0, yeah, Aaron Nolan gave up 5 runs in 4 1/3 innings, you'd say, and the Phillies only had 1 home run. You add that to the mix. You know, it's hard to imagine that they would have won the game, but they did. And they do the things because they played the game the way you need to play the game. And that's what wins baseball games. It's interesting when you really play the game of baseball the way it's supposed to be played and the way that you win, it's interesting how things like this happen. And it's happening for the Phillies. So obviously we'll talk about that today. Eagles play a game tomorrow after a bye week. And the bye week is interesting. It gives you rest. And it used to be like locked down for teams after a bye week to win a game. Now, the Eagles are not going to lose the game. And it shouldn't even be close because Kenny Pickett is not a good quarterback right now. I mean, he'll have 2 interceptions in that game. And if the Eagles don't get 2 interceptions, they're doing something wrong. They're doing something wrong. So, but it's not the same. It's not as locked down as it used to be when a team comes off a bye, a good team comes off a bye. And we can talk about that today, if you so choose. Obviously, almost everybody's going to want to talk about the Phillies and whether you really believe that they could win down 5-0. And I don't want any liars out there. I want people to be honest. And that's okay because, you know, why would you think that they could come back 5-0, Verlander's on the mound against the best team in baseball? And in the background, sometimes the statistics don't tell the story. 76ers had one player last night that shot well, one. And they played without Joel Embiid, who I said the other night when I was on with Joe Giglio. He's not a winner. He's not a championship caliber player. He's very good, but he's not a winner and a championship caliber player because I think he worries too much about himself. But we're already starting with this. You had a day off, and he still has to take a night off. I think they called it knee management. It's so ridiculous what happens in the NBA now. But they won without him. But that was an advantage. Also, that was an advantage for the Sixers to play two straight against the same team. Usually, the same team doesn't win both games. But the Sixers guys didn't shoot. Other than Maxey, I don't think anybody really shot that well. But it does, and I think Maxey was the leading rebounder too. I mean, I'll check it. But anyway, we can talk about that. I'll give you the numbers. 215. I'm only going to give it once a segment because you have it in your speed dial. You have it in your phone, speed dial, whatever you want to call it. Once each segment, and that's it. I'm not going to give it 100 times because you know the number. I don't want to waste your time on the air. So I'll give it to you this time. People are already on the line, and they know the number. 215-592-9494. Also, for the chance to win, as we do every week, give away our $100 gift certificate to one of the most enjoyable places to get food in Philadelphia and the Philadelphia area, and that would be the Bruno Brothers. You can check it all out at DeBruno.com, whether it's catering, whether it's gift boxes, whatever, whether catering with the holidays coming up, parties, holidays, all that kind of stuff, whatever it is, it's tremendous. And your chance to win, it's a simple question. The best team or teams, and you can only give one answer, and it's the best team, to come up short in a season or the playoffs or whatever it is. Best teams. There's been a lot of teams that you say, oh, they can't lose. Now, the series isn't over, but if the Phillies win tonight, the series is over. And then Mark Lawrence will join us at 9:40. Take a look at the weekend football, and that would include the college and the Eagles game. All right, let's take maybe a call or two before we take care of some things here. Jeff, good morning. I'm here at the Borgata, and you're in Bristol. How are you?
Yeah, Howard, I'm all right. I woke up this morning, grabbed a cup of coffee. I'll be honest with you, Howard. I'm always honest with you that I took two naps during the game last night. I woke up, I ate, and then I went to bed in the first inning, woke up in the fifth, drank some coffee, watched like an inning, then I ate again, then I passed out, then I woke up in the eighth, and then I watched the game with my mom and dad, and I watched it close out, and I just watched the replay on FS1. I just rewatched the ninth, so I'm all caught up.
And were you awake for the Phillies falling behind 5-0?
No, I fell asleep in the first inning.
Oh, okay. So,
and then I woke up, and then it was 5-5. And then,
oh, okay, so you didn't
then
know
I
what happened.
Fell asleep again, and then I woke up. I woke up for the ninth, and I saw Castellanos make that great play to save the game, sliding down, catching the ball in right field. I mean, that dude's a stud.
You know, I got a text message from a friend, and before you came on the air. He said, I should ask people how many people fell asleep or nodded off and then woke up at the
like
end.
The 60 and older crowd? We were nodding off the whole game.
Well, you don't even have to be. You could be 40. You could be 30.
It depends when you're down
five.
Drink,
when
now,
you're or... down 5-0 and those damn games start so late, and that's... I mean, that's,
Howard, I was pregaming yesterday. I had 3 7-7s, and then I passed out. You know what a 7-7-7 is? It's whiskey, 7-Up, and a tablespoon of sugar. It's called the trifecta. That's what I drink, and then, you know, I try to
stay
awake.
So the sugar and the whiskey probably really fires it up, right?
Oh, yeah. So you got the 7-Up, you got the whiskey, and then you just ask for a tablespoon of sugar, and then you mix it in, and then you go to Cuervo, then you go to 1800 Tequila, and then you pass out, and then you eat and drink the whole night coffee to regroup.
Yeah, well, geez.
See, now I feel great.
It's like not
I'm
me.
I'm sitting on my porch or my driveway with the sun beating down on me, and I just feel good.
Yeah, well, after last night. But so you can't answer the question that I asked.
How What's the question?
Well, the question that I asked people, and I wanted the truth, how many people thought they could win the game when they were down 5-0? You never knew they were down 5-0.
Well, you never give up, Howard. Like the Jimmy Valvano thing, like you never know what
tomorrow's
going to
bring. Yeah, I get that. I understand
that. I believe a lot of people probably thought they were going to lose.
Yeah, right. You know, that's exactly right.
Yeah. And my next question is, I wanted to say something about Penn State football and Ohio State. They're out in Happy Valley today. Can you imagine being out of that tailgate right now, Howard? What's going on in that parking lot? It's bedlam.
Well, yeah, not for Penn State.
What do you mean? Penn State's going to roll those guys today.
I don't care.
I'll bet you a dollar, Howard, really? For charity that Penn State wins outright.
How can I not take that bet? You got to be kidding me.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah, exactly. Kevin, you're on WIP.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Hey, I've never had a bad day in my life, and here I'm sitting at the Borgata. Phillies pulled off a miracle last night. Yeah, it's all good.
Well, I'm feeling the same vibes, and, you know, I can say the same, but it's even easier to say on a day like today.
All right, so the first question, which I asked earlier, obviously you saw him fall behind, the Phillies fall behind 5-0.
Yeah.
Did you think?
I watched the whole game, yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying you didn't. That's great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well,
but did you really think that the Phillies could come back and win that game?
I had belief the whole time, but I will tell you right now, I was watching with my friend who just had his birthday 2 days ago or whatever. His is the 27th, mine is the 20th, and his fiance is the 14th. So we were all sitting there, and I told him right when we went down 5-0, I was like, if they don't score at least one run to follow that inning, you know, once we went down 5-0, I was like,
when they get down 5-0, that was not my question.
Yeah.
When they get down 5-0, how much confidence?
I had about 68% to 75% belief that they would win.
You're not telling me the truth, but that's all right. That's
being a
fan.
I know. Hey, it's easy to say.
You're not telling me the truth, but that's okay.
It's always 20-20.
Okay. All right.
So, if we didn't score a run that following inning, we would not have won. But
coulda, shoulda, wouldas. But when they go down 5-0, not happy.
I was pooping my pants.
Okay, well, they can still split. Then you're saying, and this is what you're saying. Well, they still have another game in Houston with Wheeler, and they have a chance to split.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, yeah. It's exactly what you were saying.
But, you know, we looked more composed. We looked, we looked like we belonged to be there.
Well,
even
the way
after
they came back,
5-0. My buddy's saying, you know, pull Nola. You know, he's sweating. And then, like the very next inning, we scored 3 runs. And I told him, you know, now.
Well,
Verlander,
at that point, yeah, they got it close.
Sweating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once you get Verlander sweating.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's all right. Yeah, I get it. I get it. All right. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say the big point I wanted to make to you was I believe that the Suarez appearance was a pivotal moment.
The what?
So the Suarez, when Ranger Suarez came in and he got that out, it was a ground out right to the mound, and he took his jolly old time and just looked the whole Astros organization in the eye and slowly threw it to first, got the out, and I feel like it transpired, you know.
Well, that's all right. Do you have an answer to the question that I asked? Best teams to come up short?
So I had to think about it, yeah. The guy asked me before you guys put me on hold, but when I was coming to think of it, I did always love the Seattle Mariners, and I always loved Ichiro, and I would have liked to see him win one. But
I don't know. Were they good enough to? I guess they won 100 and.
I'm not saying they were.
Games.
You know, I'm not saying they were good enough. But it was just when I was a little kid. You know, I grew up. I was born in 1990. When I was growing up, I didn't.
Well, you gave all the other dates. What's the date of your birthday? Since you gave everybody, you opened up the phone book and you gave everybody.
10/20/90. 10/20/90.
All right. Well.
10/20/90.
Happy post birthday. All right, Kevin.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call. Oh, boy. It's just, I'm not giving the numbers again. It's a bad habit. I'm Howard Eskin. We're at the Borgata, coming off a Phillies win. Eagles try to remain undefeated, and they should do so this week. And they play a Thursday night game. It's nice of baseball, and baseball did it for a reason, because they don't want to get beat in the ratings by a regular season football game. Play on Sunday, no Phillies game tomorrow. Play on Thursday, no Phillies game on Thursday. So we can talk about that. I'm Howard Eskin. On a happy day for Phillies fans in the area. And we're at the Borgata.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.